Well, that's great, man. The Moosehead Cafe. It is November 30th, the last day of November here in 2017. That's approximately 6:29 a.m. And here's your host and original Dusty Footer philosopher, Mr. John Case, in just a second. Well, I do some ridiculous announcements, and his cohort occasionally in crime, Mr. Mike Diesel, an accomplished stand-up comic and occasional actor. And our phone number here is 304-885-0708. This show is currently not sponsored
by anyone. I almost canceled the program today because I'm so sick.
He got to come before I did.
I know. I almost canceled the program today because I'm so sick of eating shit. But I feel compelled. You know, in the morning here, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's you, Mike, that's brought this out of me. But or maybe it's me that brought it out of you. Or maybe it's maybe there's someone else to blame. I mean, why would someone foist upon the world something as ridiculous as a moose turd cafe?
I don't know.
And indulge in it morning after morning after morning, you know, like a sick puppy, a very sick puppy.
As soon as I am done banging my forehead against this cinder block wall, because I know when I'm finished, it's going to feel good when I stop.
Yes. Yes, it does feel so good.
But until then, I must continue.
I mean, to chew the rabbit, you know, here.
You graduate student? Well, tough shit. You're going to pay a lot more taxes.
So, my buddy, my gardener yesterday, was telling me about how he was out in the woods. And he was tracking something. And he kept coming upon these fresher and fresher and fresher piles of shit. And as he got fresher, he started to see the hairs of deer inside the shit. And he says, I'm being tracked by a mountain lion.
I would be very careful. But by the way, I apologize for the way I sound this morning. I have been fighting off a terrible sinus infection. And when I get a sinus infection, it's not a lot. It's a little bit abnormal because I've had 4 major surgeries on the inside of my nose.
But the other side of your nose is your brain, pal.
No, I'm just saying, what in surgery? My nose, I have had surgeries.
I thought you just said you had 4 different brain surgeries.
I said, on the inside of my nose, I've had 4 different surgeries. I didn't say anything about brain.
I thought behind your nose was your brain.
You heard brain in your
infantile mind. I know.
In your 7-year-old brain.
Shut up and eat your spinach.
I had some. I had a problem of broken and deviated septum, but I also had a thing that was called, at the time, it was described as what I got, inverted papillomitis.
Well, my papilloma.
One entire section of my nasal cavity had to be removed and then replaced with plastic.
Well, my papilloma has no mitis.
Okay. Well, whatever, dude.
I mean, it's
polypomitis.
Yeah. Right. I just wake up and I can't feel my feet. I figure it's just the grave climbing it up inch by inch.
Well, or it could quite possibly be someone supporting this tax hell.
Oh, it could be. Yeah, that's true. Just gradually sucking me into the earth. I'll be gone in a minute.
A lot of deaths and all. A lot of people dying and all. That'll be nice.
I know.
As you enter into your senior years, watching your brethren across the country, just completely. And young people. And old people, middle-aged people, working class people. We're all going to pay for...
There's too many of us. Somebody has decided there's way too many of us. They have to thin the herd.
Well, Charlie and David Koch are busy cooking up their next Republican experiment.
I bet you People magazine is not even going to have people in it anymore.
No, that's all just avatars. I can't wait for some of the new ad campaigns. Thank you for buying People magazine. We appreciate your Patriot Age.
If this magazine is covered with oil, well, it's just a, you know, a feeling that we have every day.
Yes. 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 Sexual harassment is horrible. Now look at this totally ectomorphic naked lady.
Yeah, right. That's right. Yeah, right. Here's a Martian nudist. Whoa! Yeah, right. Okay.
You know, that's fine. You can go with Mars. I'm just, you know, I get something about these Venusians, man. I'm telling
you. I know.
You.
They're so hot.
I don't trust them, man.
And, man, do they dig sulfur.
Really don't, you know. You know, when I was on Galactic 5.
When... That sounds like an alternative to Russia's Rush to Excellence suppositories. I'm on Galactic 5.
No.
There he is. Part fish.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
He is. He's part...
That guy's a dick.
You know, you've your impression of him does make him look to be like, you know, like part blowfish, basically.
Well, I mean, he's expanded and contracted so many times. I really don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't know how long a heart can, you know, a consistent. I do know this: an immediate weight loss and then turning behind that and gaining weight is. And then losing it again is very stressful on everything. And as somebody who did that,
right?
You know, at one point I was, you know, when I got nervous about my weight, I was about, I think, 285 pounds initially when I first started. And then I was like, I got freaked out, so I started taking a supplement, and I lost a bunch of weight really fast.
Right.
And I got sick.
Oh yeah, man.
I got really, really
sick.
I wasn't feeling well. I got weak. And, you know, it wasn't that I wasn't working out. I was. But I was, you know, I was moderating the diet. And then I just gave up. I quit. And then the weight came back on and then some.
You know, this quit.
And then I learned that it was, you know, diet over a long period of time. Eliminating sugars. Eliminating an excessive amount of salt. Drinking a lot of water. Quitting soda. You know, changing the small little things like changing your plan, your meal plan from, you know, what you would eat for breakfast to, you know, your snacks and various things and consuming a great deal more vegetables and fruits.
All right.
You know, cutting way back on the proteins and choosing to use lighter proteins like turkey and fish. And
none of this stuff is going to be served in the cafe, unfortunately. Did you see the sandwich yesterday?
Look, as a participant in the cafe, that is what I am. I'm a participant. I apologize to everyone. They may have discovered that I am not a consumer in the cafe.
But I think there's two dietary restrictions.
I cannot.
This cheeseburger concept with a, McDonald's home fry bun wrapped in a moose turd biscuit.
Yeah.
To me, this is the essence of Trump.
It reminded me of a thing I saw the other night. They had these, this guy does this show called Carnival Eats.
Yeah.
And they had a double cheeseburger with bacon on a brioche a French toast bun. And people, you know, I only eat this at the carnival. Sure. You know, I take two bites of something like that. I'll go into, like, a coma. I can't eat like that.
All right, ma'am. We got to... I don't want to step into another pile of poo-poo, but...
Here we go, everybody!
Okay. Garrison Keillor, Matt Lauer.
Yeah, I don't know that we want to... address these things, but you and I said that, you know, a week ago or before the holidays, that the dominoes are getting ready to fall.
Mm-hmm.
And fall they are, and they should.
I guess.
I mean, the reporting on his activity is every bit as heinous and grotesque as anything I've heard to date.
You mean Matt Lauer?
Yes.
Now, also, Garrison Keillor has been fired.
Garrison Keillor has actually made a statement and said that he had touched a young lady's bare back inappropriately.
I read the whole statement, and he was, I don't think so. I mean, he didn't actually come out and say that it was inappropriate.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's what they're reporting.
Yeah, they're reporting.
Then the report I read was incorrect.
I just read the whole statement, and I would say he's not agreeing, really.
Okay,
anyway, but whatever. You know, who knows?
No, we don't know. And should there be other, you know, as there has been in the case of Charlie Rose and Matt Lauer and, you know, even Al Franken, unfortunately. Al Franken's, I don't know if you can call them unwanted advances, but it is certainly structurally and socially an unacceptable surprise pinch or whatever the hell it is. You're not supposed to invade someone's personal space who you've just met in any social situation anywhere.
A handshake,
if somebody wants to hug someone, I understand that. I get it. A pat on the shoulder. Advancing towards someone, you know, is just, especially when it's unwanted in any particular situation. I mean, I have a bit of a fear of that because of some of the things that had occurred during stand-up and traveling. Occasionally we will have comics, male, female, whoever they may be, of, you know, a multitude of backgrounds and races, creeds, colors, set up a sales thing in the back of the room after the show. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, they'll have a CD for sale, a coffee mug, whatever it may be. And there has been some situations where I have seen both comic and audience member both act incredibly inappropriate.
Yeah.
You know,
it only takes a few seconds.
But I've also been, you know, I've been threatened in situations like that myself by audience members.
Wow.
But I've been threatened, but I've also been propositioned.
I got you. It's confusing.
It's shocking because, look, I know what I look like.
You know, I'm only 9 years old, and it's just completely confusing to me. I'm trying to figure it all out again. You know,
I don't.
Going through the other direction, you know, like puberty backwards kind of deal. Mm-hmm. It's been tough to understand, frankly.
Yeah.
But I know that all you Generation XYZ, W, whatever, out there that are coming up.
My former comic friend.
I hope that somehow you figure it out and get the next generation going without as much trouble as us wild kids in the 60s somehow.
Really. Well, my
we didn't get it right. We thought one thing was going on, but actually it just turned into a flip burger here at the cafe.
Well, you keep saying about the 9-year-old regression, and my friend, former friend, I would still probably be friend, but I haven't talked to him in a long time, Kevin Sullivan, very, very funny. Stand-up, a brilliant musician, by the way. One of the best stand-up musicians I have ever seen. Does a lot of song parodies and stuff, but he also does a lot of stand-up. You should do a bit about, here's my impression of an 8-year-old boy watching The Wizard of Oz. Oh-wee-oh, wee-oh-yo, oh-wee-oh. You know, just kind of singing along.
Yeah.
Here's my impression of a 24-year-old man watching The Wizard of Oz. Well, you know, in college. Well, obviously, the Munchkins are obviously a metaphor for the oppression of man's greed and insult to human nature. Okay. Here's a 50-year-old man watching The Wizard of Oz. Oh, we
Yeah, right. Exactly. To hell with the metaphor.
It is definitely
I'm there.
A process of regression, my friend.
You're not alone. I know.
Because we choose to do the other thing.
I'm not as cute as I was the first time.
We choose to do the other thing, not because it is hard, but because it is racist. Remember that great speech? Oh, wait. No.
Oh, wait a minute. That's the current guy. Yeah.
No, that wasn't the...
What
an asshole.
Oh,
what a complete idiot.
Now
who
he's...
Spell it out. Right-wing Nazi in England. I mean, it's nuts.
Not if you're a Nazi. It's a Nazi nuts parade.
I don't know if you saw the post about a gentleman who kind of embedded himself with that movement to see, just to see what it was all about. And he saw some of those movements grow exponentially in a very short period of time.
Oh, yeah, we got a fascist threat because we had it out in the open.
Essentially saying, look, you keep saying that, you shouldn't normalize this. You shouldn't. Well, it's already normal. It's already here. We're already through the Rubicon, pal.
Yeah.
They're here.
That's right.
And they've got money, guns, they're well-organized, and they're ignorant.
Well, they have an
ignorant. They're racist, and they're mean, and they're nasty.
That's right.
Oh, by the way, the people that were featured in that article recently, I believe it was in the New York Times, or was it the Washington Post? I'm not sure which, that did the feature story on the Nazi. They have all been fired from their jobs.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, good. You mean the Nazis have been?
Yeah, well, the people that were featured, this is a normal guy. He enjoys episodes, rewatching old episodes of Seinfeld, blah, blah, blah. He gets up and goes to work every day and blah, blah, blah. And then I saw that, but then I saw something fascinating. I saw an incredibly overweight white male with a reddish beard sitting across a table. Supposedly, he's wearing a MAGA hat from a young African-American male. And he starts to rap. And he certainly seems like he's a good rapper. But once you start to listen to the lyrics, it skips a whole lot of history.
like the Civil War.
I mean, it is just appalling. It is the same bullshit
that the
right spews on a constant basis, that every African American, every Latina, every they're all lazy and on the government doll, and I'm paying for you to be blah 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 blah. And I just was like, wow, that's awful. And he consistently, not only that, he consistently uses the N-word in his raps, as if that's necessary, or someone is gonna welcome. And then I couldn't stand it because I stopped it. But then I guess the guy at the end. The point was the guy at the end and the white guy hugged at the end. I'm just like,
yeah. Well, you hug what with a little blade in your stomach, kind of thing. I mean,
I don't know,
it's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, where is Sylvester Stallone? Come on. He wouldn't put up with that.
I'm just kidding. Tell you what, Mick.
It's beyond the pale, buddy. I mean, it's been beyond the pale. It's still there. We're wallowing in it. The cafe is having a hard time serving up enough shit to get you through the day. It's a very challenging time.
Mr. Case.
Oh, yes. Oh, well, here's the architect of it all. Dr. Lecter, go ahead.
I would say I understand how you're feeling, so I'm going to create a new, very exciting, special sauce.
Well, okay. I mean, so I hope the sauce makes it possible to.
I think he felt bad for you. I think he was.
I think we need a sauce that can get us. We need to consume a little bit more of the special burrito here. You know, in the morning.
Breakfast burrito.
Yeah, we need to. I mean, it has to be bigger because the rest. I don't know whether we can eat it all the rest of the day.
Right.
What's being served?
Well, that's the one. You eat half of it and then save the rest for lunch.
I mean, there goes Garrison Keillor. Okay, I thought he was funny over the years. And, you know, I did hear a report once. But I heard it from a Canadian diplomat that was, let us say, not all that impressive a person himself. Okay.
Right. Hey, anyway, buddy, my wife's beeping in. Let me call you back in like 3 minutes.
All right, man. Go ahead. Anyway, so... I heard that Garrison Keillor was a little standoffish and a little iffish and uffish, but that might just be, I at the time, I credited that as, well, okay, your radio, TV personality and entertainer of presidents and stuff like that, and maybe you get a bit vain and you get tired of all the attention. But now we hear that there's something else maybe going on, enough for NPR to sever all relationships. I mean, Minnesota Public Radio, to sever all relationships. So we got to ask, you know, obviously a serious question about Mr. Keillor, even though his account does not... Yes.
I'm sorry about that, John. I apologize. My wife was just checking in.
Well, this happens on the cafe. You know, it's okay. You know.
She was just checking in to make sure. She asked if we were exhausted, covering, you know, everything that is horrible. And I told her yes, but still we persist.
But yeah, it's tough. It's tough. Anyway, I was just saying about Garrison that he's been one of my favorite humorists, I'll call him, okay, over the years, and I had heard from my Canadian relative that he was a bit standoffish and weird at times, but the source was a bit weird himself, so I didn't take it.
Well, Garrison's never been. A happy, clappy guy.
Anyway, but now...
Stephanie uses that phrase.
Right, but if Minnesota Public Radio...
Happy, person. So.
If Minnesota Public Radio had enough to fire him, I mean, I'm assuming there's something there. Okay, so...
Well, sure, but I also think that, look, he was threatened to be fired just a few years back, remember, 2012. You know, talking about reallocating budget and shifting things around, and they told him that they were going to let him go. And then they came to an agreement, and he continued to work. So...
Oh, I didn't know that was the backstory, that they wanted to get rid of him before, and they
yeah, couldn't. I don't think this is the first time they've, you know, tried to get rid of him. And oh, by the way, one of the things that was reported last night on Dr. Maddow's show, Rachel Maddow pointed out that Matt Lauer will not get his money for the rest of his contract. So,
well, I never liked Matt
NBC
Lauer.
NBC is not paying him any of his money.
I never liked Matt Lauer.
I agree. I've always thought there was an arrogance and a smugness to that guy that I never, you know, it's very much like the way I feel about Chuck Todd.
I mean, I went all the way back. I'm trying to remember the first time I decided I really didn't like him. I think it was an interview he did with Imus, actually.
Well,
way back. Before the Rutgers incident, by the way.
Right.
Sometime before then, I remember.
Well, I never, you know, I know people had their issues with Gumbel, and I get that, but you know, Brian Gumbel did some upstanding work for a long period of time.
I don't know. The media audience. How do you take your red-headed fat man there? You were talking red-bearded fat guy, And then you got, you know, other things. How do you find something that unites those audiences? You know, really, not much, okay?
Kittens.
Roadrunner
kittens
cartoon.
Kitten videos. Kittens. Puppies.
Roadrunner cartoon, you know. Learn
like
to hate Ajax
going
Corporation.
Through like an amusement park for kittens and puppies, maybe?
I don't think the fat red bear, I don't think he likes kittens.
You don't know that. You don't know that. I've seen little baby kitten videos reduce guys like that to tears. Okay. Maybe it just reduced me to tears.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. When we have a fight with him, okay, we're going to unload a truckload of kitties on him.
Yep. That's like a friend of mine said in the fight in Afghanistan, they should just, like, if they're not allowed to eat certain things, you know, just send them some of our delicious food. Maybe shoot Skittles at them.
How about that burger, the new burger there?
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Get them addicted to McDonald's. There you go. Yeah.
The problem with McDonald's burgers is it's not really a burger.
Enjoy some good old American processed meat here.
All right, so I understand there was a caroling event yesterday at 300 Foxcroft Avenue at Shelley Moore.
Yes, and I am.
Let him eat
Capitone. I did not make it. Dr. Bob, we apologize. We have been very, very busy doing other things, but we're happy that vigilance is being very consistent.
I got over to see Mr. Bill, you know, yesterday a little bit.
How's he feeling?
He's been a little bit better, looks like, and I brought him some food, hoping to make it easier on him to cook here in his recovery. Anyway, and,
oh, good.
So,
that's outstanding. Good.
He
good,
seems
good.
To be following the doctor's orders, which is good. I like that, Bill. As we know,
of
course, Bill doesn't tell you everything. So there you go.
No, I guess
we don't want to know everything either. I mean, so that's good.
No, we're good
with that. Okay.
No. Oh, by the way, I'm getting my hair cut today, so that's exciting.
Looks like this anti-Muslim, you know, blast from our now openly racist president. I am a racist, and I'm proud of it. White people first.
you don't know what I know. You know you don't know. Blah, blah, blah. You know, the only thing he cares about is that he is the center of attention wherever he goes. Everything else is just semantics.
I heard this theory yesterday that there has been a military takeover of the United States in process. And what's going on is, and what's his name, is Mr. Distraction.
There are still laws against that sort of thing. I don't think it's completed. I think it's in process.
Yes. I mean, so this is a psyops kind of campaign to distract everybody.
There was a lot of folks who weren't going willingly. You know, into this willing, you know. And I thank God for that and for them.
But the Republican Party appears paralyzed in the face of it.
Yes.
Completely compromised.
Yes.
Yeah. Whoa, boy.
They're
bought and
paid for. I mean, what we had said, look
we're
and see what the percentage is on people who believe in, you know, some even gun owners who are registered NRA members who are trying to change things within. But there, you know, there's an attempt to, hey, look, let's do something a little bit different, and the NRA keeps pushing back against that. And you get a thing after Newtown where it's like, hey, you know, almost 90% of the American public are like, look, we got to change this, blah blah blah. And they didn't change it, and there was a bunch more, you know, mass murders, and you know, which are all now being blamed on mental illness, and that's it, not the accessibility of high-powered weapons. But aside from that, I mean, they still haven't done anything about that. They haven't done anything about bump stocks. They haven't done anything about anything. The only thing they exist for. I mean, I want people to understand the only thing. People like Alex Money and Shelley Moore Capito exists for is to appease their donor class. That's it. The Koch brothers, their entire team, all of the funding, they have threatened the Republican Party. They have said, look, if you don't get this shit done, we're cutting off the spigot.
Well,
that's why you're seeing this. And Spaz Muffin is acting even more particularly, or the orange Spaz Muffin is acting even more spazzy because I think Flynn turned. That's why. I think he knows they're coming for him. He gets that. Mueller is going after this like it's an organized crime case.
Well,
it's a very large organized crime case, and people out there are going to be shocked, I tell you. Not us, but people out there are going to be shocked at the next few dominoes that fall, and they're going to fall very, very soon.
Yeah. But look, man, hold on a second. Suppose that what's really going on is a military takeover, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that Mueller is part of it.
I disagree with that.
Hold on. Come on, man. I know you disagree. I'm not disagreeing. I'm putting this out there. Okay. Is that we have the fart cloud that's the big distraction that makes it so politically everybody's absorbed with this, you know, while, you know, administratively all the things are being put in place. No State Department. We don't need diplomacy. The military is going to take care of everything just like they did in Iraq. And and then the behind the scenes, and then you got, ultimately you got to get rid of the fart cloud because, you know, you got to put him under your thumb. And so, you know, you get him on all these, you got him tied up in knots legally now so that he's guilty of treason anytime you push the button on him.
Right.
And then you got, and then you have somebody playing a deep game here, you know. That's where I'm going with this theory.
Well, John,
okay.
It's
a movie. It's a good movie, right? Okay, go ahead.
That right there, what you're saying is a really, really dangerous game, and I think it's dangerous to talk about, and I don't think it's going on. I think there might be I don't think it's going on to the degree that maybe you think it is. Maybe it is, but I don't think it's going to be successful.
Okay.
I really don't. I completely push back against that because I think there's too many people who understand the necessity to have a civilian government elected for and by the people of the United States, not the wealthy donors, the frickin' people.
Guess who predicted the outcome? I'm talking about by 1939. Guess who predicted the outcome of World War II? No one.
Mm-hmm.
No one. No one had any idea of its scale. No one had any idea that a thing like the United Nations would come out of it. No one had any idea that the Cold War and this nuclear age would come out of it. No one had any idea.
Is that a cold war you have there? Or are you just not happy to see me? Good night, everybody.
And now we're headed into another, you know, apocalypse, looks to me like.
Oh, Lord, oh, shit.
And we, hey, speaking of Mr. Apocalypse.
Wait just a second, Mr. K.
Yeah.
You know who I call on the phone?
Yeah.
I call Chef Rogan.
Ooh, what did he tell you?
I tell him, I ask him, hey, you refrigerator running? I say, go catch it, because I'm going to blow it up.
You're going to use a missile on a refrigerator, man?
I blow him up. No more movies. No more TV. Now okay. You say you move all Hollywood to Toronto. Guess what? My missile go to Toronto!
Why you want to go to Toronto, man? It's cold.
Because that's where they do all the movies and TV shows, stupid. Oh, God damn it! Why are Americans so goddamn stupid?
Well,
I go bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. I think maybe he should head to Disneyland or something like that. Maybe. I think Kim Jong-un
I think he was a little... not sources for him.
You know, that's how that's what got Khrushchev all screwed up, right? Was when he visited Disneyland. He really loved.
Here's the thing, too, John. Is I will say this: you can say what you want to about, you can buy into the, you know, the military takeover of the United States, blah blah blah. Sure. I mean, is the funding tilted certainly towards both the extraction industry and the military industrial complex? Sure. Yeah, it's certainly tilted in that direction. However, if you're going to talk about a military takeover, then you're talking about activating National Guards across the country to go into states to take over governments.
Hard to
talking
see.
About a very, very difficult process in and of itself. You can buy into that bullshit. Maybe Steve Bannon, the, you know, Mr. Herpes with cancer on his face, can...
What's that on your face, buddy?
Exactly. But he certainly will, this attempt to continue to destroy all the norms and niceties of what I would describe what's been consistent over the last, you know, I don't know, 100 years in terms of etiquette and process, both in the judiciary and elected officials and even in state houses and governorships and so on and so forth. But as we see this, it's not as if people are unaware. You know, people are very, very, I would say, almost hyper aware now. So we have to keep in mind, and we also have to keep in mind that what happened in Virginia and other places around the country in this past election cycle doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen again without push.
Well, yes.
Without constant, consistent ground game.
I think you got to get, you know.
And ground game is building. Ground game is building everywhere.
I think the ground game related to the elections is in 2018 appears to be the important thing to do.
Yeah, and
it's kind of worth thinking about what the ground, all the different things the ground game should consist of.
Hold on, we're chilling up on the top of the hour. I just took the phone away from Mike. I hope that's okay, everybody. You're listening to the Moose Turd Cafe. The reason why we call it the Moose Turd Cafe is because when you get up in the morning and eat a moose turd, whether it's a burrito or on a sandwich, the rest of your day is going to be quite bright, everybody. Your host and original Dusty Footed Philosophers, Mr. John Case, and sometimes sidekick, very funny stand-up comic and actor, Mr. Mike Diesel, everybody. Our phone number is 304-885-0708. 304-885-0708. By the way, this show currently remains unsponsored.
By the way, thank you for correcting, having the conversation with your announcer guy.
Trying to make a point, and he freaking grabbed the phone away from me, dude.
I know, man. I know you're having problems. I know.
It's just, you know, every once in a while, I mean, we had that meeting, finally. We had the sit-down. He agreed.
I know.
That he would, you know. But now, it's just, I don't like it when he just snatches the phone away from me.
He could be an a-hole, okay? But, you know, here at the cafe, a-holes are like, you know, man, a fount of wisdom sometimes.
They are plentiful.
All right, so the debate today on the tax overhaul, the official debate in Congress, I guess they're going to...
Hold on a minute now.
Oh, man, it's the number two jackass in the country. Hey, man.
I'll tell you what, I just got out from down yonder at that holler.
Yeah,
I done did it, you know me. I'll go ahead and get them jobs going here in West Virginia.
You're full of shit.
Get them taxes loosened up, and the money going to flow down.
Yeah, that's what it's
going to flow down on down to everybody.
You know, Napoleon described you as, you know, a silk dung completely filled with dung.
I don't need to take that. You're like hold on.
Imagine a 400-pound dung beetle.
Hold on, I got to get up this.
A 400-pound dung beetle. Imagine
let me get my...
You know,
the gals are getting me this morning, Mr. Case. I gotta get up this here
I know why that memorandum of understanding in China was left out. I know why we don't see that. It's because you got, you know, about 10 billion of you. Oh, just take, come on, man. Flush the toilet. Jesus. Give us a break. Uh-oh. There he goes. He's dead.
Wow.
Thank God. Oh, man. You know, the best thing about the cafe in the morning is that Governor Jim Injustice kicks the bucket nearly every morning, you know. It's really nice. I began to heap insults on him from the minute he called.
I know. You don't even let him speak. I think you should let him speak. Then, like, wait till the end. Well, let him say a few things and then just pound him like you do. Just cut right in and just.
Yeah.
Because he's earned it.
He's terrible. I mean, I don't see how his children can stand to go to dinner.
Well, hey, listen, they got a good quality candidate like Blankenship running.
That's right. Roy Blankenship, mass murderer of West Virginia miners, is now, and convicted of it, actually, is now running for a Senate, right?
Yes, because he's a political prisoner, don't you know?
All right. I know. See?
Nobody wants to elect a murderer.
You know, in the...
elect a pedophile in Alabama.
This is the kind of thing that started the Lincoln County War out in New Mexico in the old days.
Telling you, there's silver and gold in the mountains. Hold on. Nothing.
You know, this is why, Billy the Kid, you know, was working for one of them nice little farmers out there and got screwed by corruption, by corrupt owners.
There is a word that you will say, and it's like a bad cell signal. The word will break up.
Oh, my word broke up?
Yeah, every once in a while you'll say something and you'll say, and that's why Billy the Kid went for...
Oh, Billy the Kid. Oh, Billy the Kid.
You'll say, Billy the Kid was working for... And then he...
That's the Skype connection through to you. That's what that is right there. Yeah.
Well, we have to figure out a way...
To do something.
Leading into the holidays, I'm hoping that I'm able to get a microphone attached to my computer.
Yes, okay. I mean, I have a... I have something you might be able to use, by the way. It depends on what kind of input you have into your sound card, but okay. We'll talk about that maybe offline. I know when I get into talking technical stuff, people's eyes begin to glaze over very quickly, and so exactly. I mean, it's like they're listening to the machine start to talk to them, and they're saying, beep, blah, beep, 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 beep. It's like R2-D2. It's like talking to R2-D2. No one knows.
I take great offense at that commentary, Mr. Case.
Uh-oh. It's,
My team and I have now been on Facebook, and we have blocked you and Mr. Diesel and your silly show. Good day.
Thank you. It's nice to have the Zuckerberg avatar up here, you know, so here on our show in the Moose Dirt Cafe.
Well, we can look at this thing about Garrison Keillor as a negative, although I believe a slot just opened up. I'm just saying. some broadcasting entertainment slot has just opened up, Mr. Case.
Yeah. Well, this tax bill is going to restructure. Now, what I'm hearing from the economists, it's going to restructure the political economy big time.
Taxes must be cut on the wealthy.
And you know what the number one impact? You know what the number one impact is going to be? It's going to be that the billionaire ability to run money into the political system unrestricted is going to be greatly enhanced.
From everywhere. Not just American money.
Yeah.
International money.
It's all for sale.
That's not opened up enough for them.
It's all for sale. And now the billionaires are going to have ever more power, you know, politically, regardless of whatever else happens, you know. And
the United States and McCuff Brother Walmart.
So, you know, we're in a major power struggle within the ruling elites, okay? That's clearly going on here. The people, of course, have their own interests. Really, they do. Even though they are disguised sometimes by these divisive, you know, scramble for crumbs kinds of arguments.
Oh, look, Dennis, there's some lovely filth over here.
And it's a we're watching a pretty serious decay take place and a big struggle. We're going to see what happens in 2018, and it's going to be a big deal to get out there because it looks like the forces that are seizing control of the government and by hook or by crook, and you know who is. It's difficult to sort it all out, especially with the Trump gaslighting every day, every minute, every twice a day. It's very difficult to figure
that. By the way, on that Access Hollywood tape, I'm not certain that was even me.
I know, right. I'm not certain you are even
I'm
you.
I'm not certain.
Are you even you?
In fact,
how many Trumps are there? It turns out that
in front of you, but am I really?
It turns out that Donald Trump died about 35 years ago in an AI impersonation. Has been operating as him for years.
Right. I watched a fascinating interview last night about that very thing. It was on, I think, Chris Hayes. The gentleman who wrote, co-wrote Art of the Deal, who has, you know, come out and said some pretty disparaging things. I mean, even while the process was taking place, he was kind of like, wow, this guy's a jerk. He has said quite specifically that there have been two sources in the White House that have contacted someone he knows and trusts and has said quite specifically, this man is patently insane. He's completely batshit nuts. And the people that work there live in fear of him constantly because they don't know and he doesn't know. Someone could sit down and explain something to him, and he would regurgitate something he saw on television from, like, 2 weeks ago. That's not even related to what the subject matter is at hand, what they're supposed to be talking about.
Well, okay. I mean, maybe he has one of those famous elliptical modes of thinking where in order to, you know, get the toilet paper off the roll, you know, he has to go to Mars first.
Wow. Wow. Kind of just, I think he's a mess. I really do. I think he's getting more, you know, the problem is, John, is that's the this investigation rolls on, you have to think that there's going to be some more key people that are going to be indicted.
Of course.
Possibly even arrested.
Yeah.
Put under house arrest. And as that develops, you're going to see this guy get even crazier.
Yeah.
If that's at all humanly possible, I don't know. I keep saying that, but he keeps lowering the bar.
So maybe...
Yeah, we're all like, you can't possibly go... Oh, there it is.
So maybe... Hold on. Maybe John P. Kelly is the man who's going to give him the blue or yellow pill.
like Agent Smith. It seems as if you've been living two lives, one in which you have a future, you go to work, and pay your taxes. Mr. Anderson.
The other...
My name is Neo. Welcome to the Matrix.
We are in the Matrix, okay? I mean, we're in a society, okay? It's true. We're social people, social beings.
Yeah.
we're becoming increasingly social because there's so many of us, and we depend
upon
each other.
Well, that, and then there is some truth to the fast, quick disbursement of your opinion or idea on social media, and the interpretation of that idea, whether that be normal or not. You and I have talked a lot about, you know, I am proud to say I have never begun a friendship or a relationship via text, app, cell phone, email, or any other, you know, ridiculous. Now I've begun relationships where I've been aware of people in social groups, and I know who they are based on, but our friendship didn't occur until I genuinely met the human being. So there is a lot to be said for going to a certain extent of human contact, because there's subtlety and nuance in conversation and dialogue that you can look at somebody in their eyes and know what they're saying, more specifically than you can by a text or a post or a tweet.
Right. It's very difficult to calculate the social media impact. I mean, it's true that for reasons that are, I'm sure, partly due to programming things that happen on those big sites, but also just accident that you catch a wave occasionally, and it's right. Sometimes a celebrity of some kind links onto it somewhere, and that helps it. Or, you know, I mean, you never know what's going to rise or fall in that kind of ocean that much, unless you're really into the marketing trends. But I'm not, you know. So, but it's
you're not what?
I'm not into the marketing trends of that.
You think you're not, sir? I beg to differ.
No doubt. Yes, right.
I mean, you're talking, these two guys talking about trying to figure out how to market the moose turd. If you could sell a moose turd, boy, you could sell anything. I have some lovely air over here, if you would like to purchase some. But I'm going to need a down payment, so thank you. Cash only. Or money order. It's fine.
By
the way, backyard air is a little bit more expensive than everybody else's, John. I'm just putting that out there. But just, you know, keep an eye out for this Moose Turd Cafe broadcast, because I will be offering some holiday bonuses and some discounts in terms of
okay.
The holiday.
All right. Well, that's going to be good. I think that'll be helpful. By the way, the economy is still expanding, according to Janet Yellen, but there are storm clouds on the horizon. And,
yes, there are. It's called the Republican tax plan.
Oh, that's that in itself.
That's not a storm cloud.
Independent,
that's a freaking hurricane.
Independent of that, and actually independent of that, there are.
Yes. In and of itself, the economy itself.
Right. There's a restructuring going on in the world that is has going to have very unexpected outcomes in various places. So,
right. Right. The amazing thing to me is to contemplate just a little bit how much investment we could actually put into lessening our carbon footprint and restructuring and rebuilding all of our highway systems, bridges, trains, planes, automobiles, and how much that would effectively boost our economy. Because you and I both know the ongoing argument in my lifetime that I've always kind of, I mean, I didn't originally, I believed in it originally, and then I found out what kind of bullshit it was, is this trickle-down theory. That continues to be pushed and sold. That, you know, hey, if rich people have more money, they don't spend money. They don't hire. They don't use their money. If you give them a tax break, they're going to just invest it in themselves to make even more money. They're going to use their more money to make more money. They're not going to invest it in human beings. Not going to invest it in labor. they're going to invest it in their own interests. That's a consistent argument that's gone on for years, and you and I both know when you give working people money, they take the money and put it in the economy.
Well, that's true. They do.
But it's not their money.
It's not their money. It's not their money. They got it because of the taxes and doing nothing for nothing and the dole.
Yeah, you're,
it's my money.
Your Social Security
it's my money.
It's not yours, John. It's not yours.
It's my money. It's my money. I want to give it to my grandkids and they're going to set up a theme park for grandma.
Look at that poor, lonely, rich fella over there. Let's give him some more our money, even though we can't afford to pay our bills.
He's trying to build a memorial park for his mama.
That man is a good man. He ain't never spent a dime in this town, but he's a good man. So let's go give him some money.
Right, I'm picking him for feudalism here. I'd like to be a serf.
I feel so bad for him. I really do. And what a nice young man he is.
Sir, I'm tired of working for wages. Is there some way that I could, is there some way that I could be your personal slave?
I'd like to work for free. That's okay. But oh, wait, I already
food.
Do.
Yeah, that's right. Sir, Massa.
Oh, don't go that direction.
Pretty soon we're there. You know, you're...
Let's not go there, Mr. Case.
I heard that Judge Roy Moore has been quoted as saying that giving the Negroes the right to vote has created a big problem.
Yeah, he's said a lot of things. And, you know, I do believe... he's going to be elected, and I think
there's
going to be an immediate process for him to be expelled.
Yeah.
I don't know that he will take the seat.
How are they going to expel him and not expel Trump, you know?
I don't know.
They got a problem there.
I know. It's amazing how every accuser of anybody that is considered or perceived on the left, all of those poor victims are believed, but all of the victims of the orange fart cloud are all liars, and they need to be sued.
That doesn't surprise me, because I find myself with a kind of a biasing tendency that I have to look at myself. I mean, I think it's justified, but nonetheless, I do have a bias, you know. I mean, I waited, and I'm more interested in the details on Al Franken than I am on Judge Roy Moore, you know. And
I've seen some details with regards to the Franken situation, and even though he has come out and apologized, I saw some things, some previous posts of the young lady who accused him, and then he apologized, and she accepted his apology. However, there's some pictures that, I would say testimony. It's not testimony now; it's just commentary based on the people who were there, who have pushed back against her story. Oh, who have said that this is bullshit.
Well,
so
it may be. We know from the Washington Post incident that it could be bullshit, right? We know from that sting operation that it very well could be bullshit.
Right.
So we don't know. That's the problem. You're in this, how does the public avoid just heading to the bleachers each time on the argument side? Oh, well, and then they return to their former partisan positions. It's like quicksand getting into it, you know.
Well, I think Conyers is going to resign.
Well, there you go. I mean, and we've heard about him before.
I think Conyers has got a lot more documented trouble than Al Franken does. And it's a real shame. I mean, watching Savannah Guthrie go on the Today Show and say quite specifically what a lot of people are thinking, how do you juxtapose somebody you've worked with and cared for and, you know, basically loved as a family member when you didn't know, when you were unaware of this behavior? Not only that, that behavior was perpetrated against other coworkers that you were unaware of.
Yeah.
How do you... And she said, I don't know. I don't know how you deal with that. You know, so it's certainly a difficult situation. It's a painful situation. But I believe the young lady on MSNBC, and I think she used to be on CNN, Stephanie Ruhle, was pointing out that, you know, look, this kind of stuff, you know, she's an investment banker. And she was talking about that kind of behavior is, you know, she's hoping that this kind of behavior is steered in a different direction, that this kind of behavior doesn't exist anymore, that, you know, men can't behave that way anymore. Because, you know, it's, as Chris Hayes said last night on his show, this is happening in fast food, it's happening in the construction industry, it's happening in, if you're a metro worker, it's happening in police departments, it's happening everywhere. And it has to be stopped.
Yeah.
Because as you and I have both said, the job itself is hard enough. Having to deal with another whole issue of bullshit on a consistent basis that's uncomfortable and makes you feel as if you're something less because you chose to go into a career that you know and love. However, there's this one thing every day that drives you insane. That's nuts. So I just my good friend from Baltimore, you know, put it well that, you know, men, we have to be better. We have to be better human beings. And I believe that women need to continue to call men out on their bullshit.
Well, okay, but it's the cultural changes. I hear you, and it's certainly part of the way that everybody tries to reinvent gender relations here, just about every generation now, it seems. And, you know, I hope that this next reinvention will be a better one and a more equitable one for women than the one that went before. But in the meantime... I believe that we are perhaps still being distracted from the main event. And
ladies and gentlemen, it's the main event.
And I think that is the we have a billionaire, possibly billionaire military takeover here that is a very serious matter. A very serious matter, and
I'm going to stay on that. You're saying that the United States military is taking over the country.
Well, I think
you're convinced of that.
I think the billionaires are have. I think it's all. I always think the money comes first. Okay, I'm still a Marxist in that sense. The money comes first. Okay, you know, if you want to understand something, you know, if you don't go to where the money is, you know, first. You're gonna miss the most important aspect of the whole thing, and that is, you know, you've got an interest behind the activity, and there's always an interest. So people don't do things for no reason,
right?
Anyway, and so there, that.
Rupert.
Rupert Murdoch. Right, Rupert. Good. Good of you to call.
The only news people need to hear is the news that I make up. So, good day, sir. That's all I want to say. Good day.
Made it all up. That's right. Well, there you
wow.
go.
Well,
there
you go. Know, I think sometimes it would be fascinating to actually, you know, say they come in to question the orange fart cloud. And I just, in my head, I had a vision the other night. Wouldn't it be funny, to a certain extent, if Columbo, I'm dating myself here, very old, but that would be great
yeah.
if he showed up, because he'd be full of compliments at first to appease the fart cloud's ego, you know?
You're amazing. How do you do that? You're absolutely amazing.
Notice that, you know, you got that great campaign and the whole Make America Great Again. That was terrific. Listen, I noticed your conspiracy here, and I couldn't help but see the treason involved in this. So,
yeah, right.
You're under arrest. And scene.
I know, right? That's right. Bring him back just for that moment. Just for that moment. Just for that moment. That's for that moment.
That would be spectacular. And Chris Hayes did have Bernie on last night.
Bernie's kicking ass again. He's moving. He's moved on.
He's not letting this stuff, you know.
No,
he's
man.
Not being, he's one that is not distracted.
He came on the Puerto Rico thing as hard as nails, and he came on the tax thing yesterday. It was beautiful. Just a beautiful.
Let me just talk.
Yeah.
Let me just. I heard my name. My ears were burning. Maybe that's a rash. I don't know. Here's the point. I'm not going to stop. This is too serious. Okay?
Okay, buddy.
I refuse. Slow down.
All
these
right,
people need to be stopped.
They do.
This is a horrific tax plan. And we know that the president lies just like breathing. This is a very, very scary time.
It is.
Enough is enough.
I heard yesterday, Senator, that you challenged the Republicans to come out and say that this is not an attack on Social Security, on health care, on inequality.
Well, you and I know that that's patently false.
Right.
This is an attack on Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. And if you want to hold on to those things, you will fight, fight, fight.
Okay, well, I think the carolers were out there yesterday, singing.
Yes, they were. I want to thank Senator Sanders for stopping by, as he does.
Yeah, thank you so much, Senator Sanders, for you're the source of courage on this in this dark time. And, this, of course, our cafe is filled with people that are girding themselves with.
By the way, remember, people out there, it's only Mordor if you let it be.
Oh, I don't know about that, my dear.
and the great words of Gandalf, when he was Gandalf the Grey, "You shall not pass!"
That's right.
Thank you.
But we may be transformed in Steve. Take care of each other, everybody. It's late, but everything comes next. Okay, buddy. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.